One of the major problems confronting firefighters during last summer's fires was the inability to communicate with each other during the emergency. Especially at border communities, personnel either side just couldn't talk directly with one another because of the different radio networks they use. For some, it's a problem dating back more than 30 years, and the Bushfire Royal Commission will hear this week just how angry and frustrated some communities are by it. Jess Davis has more.
When a massive bushfire burning in New South Wales roared towards the Murray River and the Victorian border a day before New Year's Eve, Walwa local Robert Newnham and his fellow volunteer firefighters were watching with alarm.
We could see the fire, and we could see that there was people there, but we didn't know what they were doing or, you know, what was coming our way, really. We were just guessing.
The New South Wales firefighters were about a kilometre away, but the Victorian crews couldn't communicate with them because the two fire services operate on different radio networks.
We needed to know a lot more so that we could prepare more for what was coming our way, and that's been an issue for many, many years now, that we've both got radios in our trucks, but we can't talk to each other.
Mary Hoodless from the Jingellic Rural Fire Service in New South Wales says it's been a problem for the 35 years she's been in the border region.
Well, for me, it's like, where's the common platform? You know, the technology's there. Why haven't we got it? It's an issue on every occasion, and it was exacerbated on this occasion.
This week, she'll tell the Bushfire Royal Commission how difficult the natural disaster was for border communities.
There's a lot of border crossings with populations that have been highly impacted by that lack of communication. We can only hope, coming out of the Royal Commission, that we do see some improvement.
Former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner Greg Mullins takes some responsibility.
People like me have to take a bit of the blame for this because we didn't do a lot about it in years gone by, but it's now time to get that Australia-wide radio net. Technically, can be done. It's just having the will to do it, having the money to do it.
And he says cross-border cooperation is more crucial than ever.
We had firefighters from every state and territory assisting, but, for example, Melbourne Metropolitan Fire Brigade units in regional New South Wales not being able to speak to the local units on their radio channels, Country Fire Authority from Victoria, the same issue.
A spokesperson for the New South Wales Rural Fire Service says liaison officers are deployed to help with cross-border communications, but acknowledges significant work would be required to permanently resolve these issues. Victoria's Country Fire Authority says it won't comment while the Royal Commission is underway. Robert Newnham and his CFA colleagues still have vivid memories of the summer fires, and they're hoping the frustration and helplessness they felt on that day is not ignored.
We can get angry, but the main thing is to get something done about it.
That's Walwa CFA volunteer Robert Newnham. Jess Davis, our reporter there.